The surgeon then unbuckled faceted belt, and underneath his loin guard, stiff with plate the smiths had hammered out, and when he saw the arrow wound, he sucked it clean of blood, then sprinkled it with balm, a medicine that Chiron gave his father. Now while they tended Menelaus, lord of the war-cry, Trojan ranks reformed with shields, and the Achaeans too put on their armor, mindful again of battle. In that hour, no one could have perceived in Agamemnon a moment's torpor or malingering, but fiery ardor for the battle-test that brings honor to men. He left aside his team, his chariot, agleam with bronze. His driver, Eurymedon, a son of Ptolemaeus Pyraeades, reined in the snorting horses. And Agamemnon gave him strict command to bring the war car up when weariness should take him in the legs, after inspection of all his many marshaled troops. On foot, he ranged around the men in their formations. And where he saw his charioteers in units alert for battle, he exhorted them, "Argives, keep your courage up, for Zeus will never back up liars. Men who are first to sunder oaths, their flesh the kites will feed on, tender fare. As for their wives and children, we'll enslave them when we take the town." On seeing any slack and unready still for hated war, he lashed at them in anger. "Rabid hearts of Argos, are you not dead with shame? How can you stand there, stunned as deer that have been chased all day over a plain, and are used up at last, and droop and halt, broken in heart and wind? That is the way you look. No fight left in you. Will you stand by till Trojans overrun our line of ships, beached here above the breakers, to find out if the hand of Zeus is over you?" So, as their lord commander, he reviewed them, passing along the crowded ranks. He came upon the Cretans, putting on their armor around Idomeneus. Like a wild boar with his great heart, this captain in the van harangued his companies, and in the rear Meriones did likewise. The lord marshal Agamemnon, elated at the sight, said to Idomeneus in the warmest tones, "Idomeneus, you are a man I prize above all handlers of fast horses. Whether in war or any labor, or at feasts, whenever in their mixing bowls, our peers prepare the wine reserved for counselors. Achaean gentlemen with flowing hair may down their portions, but your cup will be filled up and filled again, like mine, to drink as we are moved to.